Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Freda Brown is here. Freda is a new friend. She's a psychology professional, a psychologist, a guest lecturer at the MBA program at the Columbia University. She's the author of The Essential Roadmap, Navigating Family Enterprise Sustainability in a Changing World. And she's here to talk to us about my favorite topic, family businesses. Freda Brown, Dr. Freda Brown, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. Is this your first one?
No, I've written a couple of others. So this
good for
is
you.
My third one and my last one, I think.
Oh, no. I don't believe that for a minute. Congratulations on that success, Freda. So, one of the things that I like to point out to people, because sometimes you see reports and stories about how many family businesses there are in America, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And I point out that, because I look at things with a broad brush here on the show, and I point out that all small businesses are family businesses, because there's a family, even if they don't work in, even if they don't take a paycheck directly, a W-2 from the company, there's a family behind every business, isn't there?
There sure is. And even when an entrepreneur starts a business and it seems like it's a single person, behind and at home and all around him are other people who are participating in making that entrepreneurial venture work. And then comes the consideration of, is it going to continue? Are we going to have this become something a little more? Are the other family members going to join?
Well, that's
it becomes even more than one generation.
Well, that's exactly right. And one of the things that I point out, Freda, is our businesses weave a very fine seam between it and our personal lives. And we just cross over back and forth like there's no border at all. I mean, I myself, I've been in business, you know, this time I've been in business over almost 31 years, and I can't seem to get it out of my head when I go home. And most people are like that, and families have to deal with that and support us when we have to deal with that, don't they?
They do. They have to support us, and they also need to, for a family to do it together, I think they need a plan, and they also need some boundaries. And I know it's hard to maintain it. It's also time people say, we talk about the business all the time. One of the families that I've worked with for a long time, one of the daughters, there's four daughters, always says there's the fifth daughter at our dinner table since she's very little. And and the fifth daughter is, of course, dad's business.
Her name is Inc., right? or Corp.
Right, exactly. That's exactly
true. That's a great story.
Right. Yeah, and beginning, in some ways, you know, it is a person sitting next to you at the dinner table. It's very much an integrated part of life. And what I found over the years is that one of the central things for these families, and they do make up 35% of Forbes 500, so some of them are not small businesses.
Right.
They start out small and they grow bigger, but the majority of these businesses are a little more than mom and pop, and they are all trying to think about how do we sustain ourselves? How do we do what we need to do now and leave something for the next generation to build on? And one of the things the planning has to do with is defining some boundaries, not only boundaries about there ought to be some times where we're business free, where we can just, where that fifth daughter at the dinner table sort of stays home.
She goes on vacation or something. Yeah,
something happens to her.
We put her upstairs in the timeout chair or something.
Something. She has to go somewhere so that the family can feel its connection. And it's really important for that to happen because, as you probably know, Jim, that at the base of all of this is an emotional relationship that really has to be built and stay connected. And the base of all of these businesses is all that connection between people. And even family enterprises oftentimes treat their employees like their family.
There's no question about that.
So that sense of emotional connection, that sense of emotional connection goes even further to the people that they're employed. And how many family businesses do you know where not only is it a person who's employed by them, but eventually that person's uncle, cousin also becomes employed by the family. So you have families employed by the family in the sense. Right. So it happens loads and loads of times.
All the time. And I'm glad that you brought up the part about the employees, because in a small business, everybody's so close. When you work for people as long as a lot of people work for small businesses, they do become family. You know their children. You know when their children get sick, you know
exactly.
about it. I can't tell you. You know, they make a big deal out of sick leave. Mandating sick leave. Most of the small business owners I know, when their employees get sick, they never miss a paycheck. They keep paying them. And I know businesses that had a failing business model that they should have closed up 5 years ago, but they wouldn't do it because they felt an obligation to make payroll for their employees. I've seen people lose their fortune to ride their business down so their employees could have a job longer. I mean, I've just seen it happen. That wasn't their plan.
No,
just the dedication that they had. So now here we are in this pandemic scenario, and this is adding an extra degree of difficulty in the family business dynamic. We got about a minute before we go to a break to the next segment. What? Give us some thoughts on that.
Well, you know, I think that my experience is with every family that I work with is that, and they're all sort of thinking of plans, is that one, they all had a plan of how they deal with crises. Most people don't think, but they do have a plan. And, you know, they risk manage all the time.
Yeah.
And so this layer of the coronavirus, of the additional sort of uncertainty, they're seeing it as how do I take care of my employees, which if they didn't do it, they most of the time it's like in their lifeblood, as you say, they would want to do that anyway. So they're getting, most of the families that I'm working with are extraordinarily creative, are getting more creative in their solutions to this. One client that I have, in fact, they're better than some of the bigger families that I work with, where they get more corporate and they get more distant from their employees and they're less nimble. And these families are much more nimble. I'm sure you see it all the time, Jim. They're able to be creative and think about, okay, so, you know, let's sit down all the employees and say, you know, I can't pay all of you at the same time, and I don't want to let any of you go. So how can we work this out
one of the advantages of having a small organization. Freda, hold on to that thought. Dr. Freda Brown, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. Her book is called The Essential Roadmap, Navigating Family Enterprise Sustainability in a Changing World. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.